not a kind of a bush, but kind of a plant, really.
Poison oak, poison ivy.
Okay.
Virginia creeper.
Okay.
The easiest way to get rid of it, if you have a tough skin, is to go to the drugstore and tell the pharmacist, sell me a dime's worth of sugar of lead and put it on this red mark all over my hand. And a couple of applications of it completely cures your poison oak, where otherwise you'll be going for 2 or 3 weeks trying to get rid of it. Some people aren't susceptible to it.
Okay. How about some large flowering trees with shiny leaves? Let's say a tree with big white flowers, and it leaves a prickly seed pod about the size and shape of a cucumber.
You know? Well, with red seed berries in the pod of the magnolia.
Okay.
Which makes a very beautiful leaf, and it can be dried, and the leaf will stick to the branch, and dried in certain ways will retain a uniform color. The dried arrangers in flower arranging use much of the magnolia. They also use loquat, or Japanese plum, and that leaf can take glycerin up through the stem where the magnolia won't, and it will give it a very shiny surface. The magnolia should be brushed clean with a rag before it's dried, and then after it's dried, it can be brushed again and shined beautifully. We have the Japanese plum here. I was in the San Joaquin Valley a few years ago at Hanford, and this friend, Navy, had leased a home, and there was Japanese plum trees in his yard, and they didn't know what they were. And they asked my daughter-in-law, did she know? And she said, yes, those are loquat. And they said, are they any good? She said, oh, the fruit is delicious. So, and the fruit was 3 or 4 times as large as we have here in Florida. So the rest of our visit with them, we had very large Japanese plums. During World War II, because of the animosity to the Japanese, they were renamed MacArthur plums, but the name didn't stand, so they're back at Japanese plums now.
Okay. Let me ask you about some kinds of
sand gnats. That sand gnats moving in. If they get bad, if the wind
drops,
say so, and we'll move back in.
Okay, they're not too bad right now. Kinds of animals that you find in trees, not animals, but...
squirrels.
Right.
Bushy-tailed rats is a bad name for them, but squirrel,
right.
The cat squirrel is the commonest, and the fox squirrel is much, much larger. We have many cat squirrel here, but no fox squirrel.
Right.
Back in the far woods, they're still in St. John's County, they're still large fox squirrel.
Okay. What about the animals that fly? They're called...
I'm not happy. I'm disappointed that you didn't come a half hour earlier. Okay. There were two storks, wood ibis, that lifted here 50 yards from here, lifted out of the marsh where they'd been feeding, and slowly took off. They look like alley-oop birds in flight, like the prehistoric.
Right.
We people called them gannets when I was a child, and they were almost extinct.
Mm-hmm.
But they have come back, and now they're commonly known as the wood ibis.
Okay. What about the kind of bird that you can see in the dark?
Now, not an owl.
Okay.
Not a whippoorwill.
Certain kinds of owls, maybe.
You're thinking of snow owl, white owl, hooting.